And God is going to ask us other things to do. And I know he did with me. And our testimony is so powerful. So I just praise God for these changed hearts here and their act of obedience towards God. So rejoice. I just want you to share what the Lord has put on your heart.
Very shy when it comes to public. I always hate presenting in class and everything, but there's something I want to share. A couple weeks ago, I had, at least before I started this church, I had a dream, and I was walking with my boyfriend in that dream, and all of a sudden I saw things move. So I saw a purple car just kind of lifted up a little. Then I heard a voice, rapture. And I heard another voice, it's not rapture, it's just the wind. It's just the wind moving. And so I saw people lifting up. And I was lifted up about this high, and I was just hanging in there waiting to go up more because people were moving up, and all of a sudden I was brought down. And when I came down, I shouted, I said, Jesus, I was going to get baptized, give me time. And I saw my boyfriend. He was standing there, and he was about to curse. He was starting to curse. And I said, no, don't do that yet. It's not time. Like, don't do that yet. So I thought, okay, maybe because we're together, I have to hold him in order for us to, you know, go. So I hold on tight to him like this, waiting to be lifted up, and nothing happened. And so I left him. And I started running to houses to see if the people that I know are still there, if this is true rapture. And to tell you the truth, the fear and the emptiness, the loneliness that I felt, I can't explain. And so I ran to the house, and when I got there, I saw kids. They were lining up, and it was like a girl, a teacher. She had a tag, a name tag on her, and there was a whiteboard that said, why did you do what you did on the board? And so I thought, if I go on the line and I tell them why I did what I did, maybe God will give me another chance. Maybe I'll be lifted up again or something. And so I went on the line, and that was the end of the dream. And I have a pastor back home. He's a prophet, and he also interprets dreams. So I called him, and I told him about this dream. And he said, what do you want to hear? It's so clear. I this is not something that I need to, you know, explain it more. He said that, first of all, you're living in fornication. You have to let go of that guy. Like, we talked and we read the scriptures. And we prayed. And he said he can see in the spirit that I'm not baptized. And so if I said to him that I'm going to stay away from sin, from fornication, and give it all up to God, surrender everything, and just follow God, then I need to first get rid of the guy because he can see that it's not from God. Like I said, he's a prophet. And so I did that. And when I met Samantha introduced me to this church. I work with Samantha. And so the first thing I told her is, I want to get baptized. And she said, okay, I'll talk to pastor about it. But it was kind of cold. So she said, pastor said this, we cannot baptize at a time when I ask her, but in the summer, that's what she said. So I said, okay. So I'm going back home in June, and I decided, I said, when I go there, I'll get baptized. But then last week, she told me that there's been some arrangement for baptism today. And I said, yes, I'll do it. So... And this morning I was reading the scriptures, John 3:5, and it said that unless one is baptized or born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So I believe that I believe today that this is like a visa or my passport. to heaven. Thank you.
Amen. The enemy will hinder you and suppress you and keep you bound for years, you know. And this is one of the act of obedience. And I know a couple here that's been battling this week, you know, because of this. But praise God, they're coming through. Amen. Tay? It's my brother Tay here. Say a few.
I understand there's a different way to live my life. So basically, I'm trying to make a change, starting like a few months ago, but I just get deeper and deeper into it, learning more, gaining more insight, getting more wisdom. There's unlimited knowledge, I mean, unlimited possibilities. And I'm just trying to make some things happen in my life. Amen. Thanks.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Basil. We position ourselves to receive blessings. One of the reasons my wife and I are together here today is because I position myself for that blessing. If I'm continue to live in sin and stuff like that, my wife wouldn't be here today. Amen. And so we must position ourselves to receive blessings from God, you know. And sometimes God's grace will just overshadow that. But I tell you, if you position yourself, there's things God wants to pour out upon your lives. It's just crazy. Amen? So position yourselves. Brother Basil?
My name's Basil. I wanted to get baptized last year, but unfortunately I went on holidays for a while, and I'm back, and... I walked in today, and I seen that pool of water, and I said, oh, no. But I'm here, and I'm actually going to be starting a stronger walk with the Lord now. And I thank everybody here. Thanks.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is a brand new sister, Tanya. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to hear from Tanya.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nervousness. Okay. Where do I start? I love God. That's why I'm here. I was saved, and I want to keep doing it. Sorry. That's why I'm here.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Bless you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My brother Wayne, come on up. Share a little bit here, brother.
Hello, I'm Wayne. I'm here to turn myself over to God because I haven't been able to do it on myself, but on my own. I've been struggling with addictions and alcoholism, and for the last 12 years, it's just been, yeah, terrible. And I'm blank now, but since I've been here to see God since January, my whole life has kind of changed, but there is still that struggle here and there that comes up behind me, but hopefully after today, it's all good. And I'd like to thank everybody here, Alvin and Stan, for the warm welcome when I first stepped foot through this church in 35 years. But, yeah.
go, Wayne. Thank you, Lord. This is our sister Anita, Ricky's daughter. Praise God. So,
I'm just so enthusiastic about God right now. He is, I'm overwhelmed by his grace. What he's done in my life in the last few months is more than I could ever imagine. And I'm just so thankful.
Amen. Here's Taylor.
I'm here because I've recently given my heart to the Lord and I want to make a commitment with him.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Okay, well, who's going to be first? Ladies first.
Okay, just before we do that, we're going to pray. So just give us a moment here. You're going to be first, Tanya, right? Come here.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. God is so good, and God is
amazing.
Yeah, that's a good word, too. And God's got a hold of you, and he's going to set you free. He has already set you free. Mm-hmm. It's done. It's a done deal. He loves you. Let's pray together. God, thank you that you are amazing God and that you love us so much. I pray that we'll just experience the move of your Spirit today. We know that when you came out of the water, you were just filled with the Holy Spirit. And so today we pray that your Holy Spirit would pour upon us, pour into these lives, that you would give them brand new hearts, that you would fill them with gifts and fruit that only come from you, and that you'll give them a strength and a resilience that is divine. That in doing this today, as they come in the water and come up out of it, they are declaring their love for you, and you're declaring that this is my daughter in whom I'm well pleased. We're grateful. It's such a special privilege to see this and to witness it. We love you, and I thank you, God, for this very tangible, very wet way of seeing how much you love us. And we claim today, we confess today, that the old is gone. The old is dead. The old Tanya is buried with you, and she's raised to a new life today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Gertie, you're going to, yeah, did you get the kids, Chris? We're going to just wait for a sec. And I think Gertie's going to be up front with a few people. After you come out of the water, there's going to be a few people that want to pray over you. They may have a prophetic word. They may have just a word of encouragement. It's for all of you guys, okay? So we want to leave you today with a big hug and some encouragement. Maybe you can move those guitar cases, too, if you don't mind. And we got some people who are just going to minister and pray and be open to that, okay? And here comes our kids. The kids can come real close here if they want.
Hey, it's not cold.
You know what? If anyone can come close, I think that'd be fine if we all gather.
Is hers? It's not cold. Oh, I mean, it's not warm. But. Yeah.
You in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Woo!
Hallelujah!
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
that this is signifying, Lord God, a release.
Hallelujah! Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Thank you,
grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love,
my Lord God,
amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me, His word, my hope secure. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love,
my Lord God,
amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love,
my Lord God,
amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbid to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine. My chains are gone, I've been set free. God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love,
my Lord God,
amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. His mercy reigns, unending love,
my Lord God,
amazing grace. Unending love,
my Lord God,
amazing grace.
Hallelujah. Amen. This is a good day. Amen. This is a good day. The Word of God says, if you acknowledge me before men, I will acknowledge you before my Father who is in heaven. And I urge you to pray for the ones who are baptized today. Pray that the attack of the enemy, which is coming, is going to be a special attack. It's always hard. When you identify yourself with Christ, there's going to be an enemy who's going to start targeting you. We pray against that this week. We pray for each other, and we build the body of Christ. Receive His blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. God loves you. Go in the power of God today. Amen? Amen.
Amazing grace.